You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Maniatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, welcome to the Monday edition of the Clement Maniatella Show. It's so good to have you with us here on 702. How was your weekend? I hope it was great and that you're ready for the brand new week. And what a great way to end the weekend and start a brand new week, hey? Banyana, Banyana, the winners of the Women's Africa Cup. They were crowned on Saturday, defeating the hosts, Morocco. My goodness, what a game on Saturday night. Eh? What a game. Did you watch it? How did you celebrate? And what did you think of the game? How impressive was Hilda? She was definitely the star of the show for me. She's the hero. And I really hope that she'll be honored and they'll be shown some love. The entire team was quite incredible. And then those 9 minutes that were randomly added. Where did those come from? Does anybody know? There were so many strange things during that game. And then when we won, did you see how the cameras were busy showing the sad Moroccans? Some of them in tears. And I was thinking, why are we not shown the champions celebrating? The cameras were stuck on those visuals. But hey, Singobile, we have won. We spoke to the coach, Desiree Ellis, on this show on Friday, and she was confident going into that match. And I really hope, and I know we discussed this on Friday with the coach and even a former player, I hope we will start appreciating Banyana Banyana more. Not just SAFA, not just corporate South Africa, but us as citizens as well. Because it's easy to say, where are the big brands? But are we supporting these teams? Banyana Banyana has played in virtually empty stadiums when it was free to watch them. So even we need to show up for these women. And yes, SAFA has a role to play as well. How much do they promise them if they win? I think it was 400,000 rand each. I don't think that's enough. 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, Bafana Bafana was going to walk away with around 520,000 rand each after they qualified for the quarterfinals. 670,000 if they beat Nigeria and qualify for the semifinals. And when those commitments made, that's this 3 years ago. 920,000 rand if they win. That's how much they were going to get. But our champions, with all the efforts they've put in, they only get 400,000 rand each. That's unfair. 011-883-0702. This is how we start the 702 open line. You can send your WhatsApp voice notes on 072-702-1702.
I'm so happy. 100% happy. But one thing I didn't understand, the referee said 4 minutes added. The official, they said 9 minutes. I don't understand between Kimanga Sanje a control for the time. But normally the ref is the one who show the minutes, how many minutes to edit. But that the official is the one now said 9 minutes. So I don't understand that. They were trying to cheat us or they were trying to do what?
Good morning, Shaft and 702 listeners. I remember last week Bongo saying, when you were just about to speak to the coach, Desiree, saying you mustn't jinx the club. Now, look what has happened. The club has won, and I think Bongani needs to apologize on national radio for whatever he has said before the match. Thanks.
If he's listening, Bongani, call us on 011-883-0702 and apologize on national radio, right? Do that. You can send your SMSs, by the way, on 31702. I'm also to take your calls on the French Grand Prix as well. What a race yesterday. Look, Ferrari broke my heart once again when Charles Leclerc crashed after a comfortable lead for a number of laps from the start, actually. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the third time this season that Charles retires leading the race. It cannot be. It's either it's because of the car or it's bad strategy, or it's a mistake that the drivers make. This was the seventh pole for Charles this season. And I feel like they're not maximizing on those opportunities. They're getting so many things wrong. So yeah, I'm in this abusive relationship with Ferrari, but particularly Charles, because I'm a big fan of Charles Leclerc. And the thing about Formula One is it's driven by three variables, right? The car, driver, and strategy. Ferrari has the performing car. It's got the skilled drivers, but no strategy whatsoever. They're literally handing out this championship to Red Bull on a silver plate. But Max Verstappen winning that French Grand Prix yesterday, congratulations to him. I think it was his seventh win this season, if I'm not mistaken. He's really cruising this entire season. Congratulations to Mercedes as well. They got their first double podium this season. Lewis Hamilton second, George Russell coming third. This is the best result of the year for Mercedes. They're getting their mojo back. They must just keep working on that car because they've got the strategy. They've got the drivers who are great. They just need a drivable car that can put them in a position to win. So your reflections on that too on 011-883-0702. Hours.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
George in Benoni, good morning.
Two things about Banyana. Okay. The first one is I think the Bafana Bafana name should be changed to Banna. In other words, a lament. second thing, I think Desiree Ellis, her strategic leadership, I always harp on this thing. She is an absolute example of what strategic leadership is all about. Mm. The empowerment of the team. She should go to Parliament and get all these parliamentarians to sit down and understand what it means to unstintingly, over years, focus on the end goal. She's incredible.
Yeah,
listen to her talk. She knows. She's calm. She's a visionary.
Yeah. She's amazing. No, George, you're right. Thank you for your call, buddy. George in Benoni. Rabba Soto in Roodepoort. Hi.
Hi, Clement. Good morning. Yes, I would like to say really congratulations to Banyana. They did us proud, and they are setting example for our gentlemen and really. And about the 9 minutes at that time, I was also surprised. I watched the game until the end. The referee said four, and I don't know where the other five came from.
That was so weird, hey.
Seriously.
And the thing, Rabasutu, is, Morocco, also, they are quite aggressive on that field. So 2 minutes, in fact, 9 minutes, it's a long time for them to strike back. And I was so scared the whole time.
With my little boy, the game must finish, guys. We can't afford to go to extra time and penalty.
I was on the edge of my seat when I saw the 9 minutes. It's like in Formula One, like a second is not a second. It's a very long time. So when they added those 9 minutes, I was so frustrated. Rabba Soto, thank you so much for calling. I've got some of your messages as well coming through, reflecting on the French Grand Prix as well. Let's play these voice notes that have come through.
You are right, Wena and Tuna Clement. Good morning. I was so sick looking at Ulona, but this guy was suffer, you know, taking pictures, posing go after the match, Banyana. And I was thinking that you deserve to give them $1 million each, not even the 400 that you mentioned, which is little. Banaba suffered even before, you know, being champions. They've been struggling without earnings. Keep aside, they need to, you know, look after their homes and families. Yo, this is sickening, you know. Thanks. Take care. Congratulations, Banyana, once again.
Morning, Clement. This is Ngadisi here. I think kudos to Banyana. They did very well. I think you've put it right that, you know, they play in empty stadiums. So until we all go and support them, I mean, if it's empty when it's free, you can imagine if we have to pay for it, nobody is going to be there. So until people start doing that, I think that is when companies would want to be associated with Banyana Banyana, because then there's, you know, people viewing them. So if you're playing in empty stadiums, I mean, there's companies that will be thinking, do I really want to associate myself with a team that nobody comes to watch? Because we don't even know how many people watch them on TV, not counting the final, you know. So I think, yeah, you are right there. We need to, people need to go out and support them. That's how they're going to get more money. Thank you.
Yeah, because also, guys, at the end of the day, we're talking about commercial businesses here. So we need to start getting the businesses to see the value of Banyana Banyana. So, yeah, SAFA needs to play a role, but for big corporate companies to come in, we need to appreciate the sport. What's the point of them spending 10 million rands to sponsor a game and you and I are not there watching it? They are a business at the end of the day. Yes, they can give a donation of 500,000 rand, but if they want to invest and sponsor, they've got to see a return on investment. So we, you and I, have an opportunity here to play our part. Let's start appreciating this team more so that big corporate companies can see that, and then they can invest, they can return, they get a return on value, but the team and the players as well are benefiting. Bafedile in Centurion, good morning.
Hi, Clement, how are you?
Sure.
I'm good. I just wanted to also make a comment on Banyana Banyana. I was really happy that performance Zabona on Saturday. They played an outstanding game. I must say it was nerve-wracking after that one goal, yeah, Morocco, and the 9 minutes added. Like, I wanted to switch off the team. I was like, no, you wanted to watch? You are going to watch the game at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really impressed with that performance Zabona. Yeah, biggest to them. But the trophy as well, I don't know if it's also the funds that thing, because it looked so cheap. I was just looking at it, I'm like, nah, this looks like a house high school trophy.
The trophy.
Yes, Clement.
That gold, does that gold look fake to you?
I know, I wasn't impressed with it. But nonetheless, we are happy. Yeah. We really needed that as a country, and their victory in Tabithi. I just wanted to comment also on Formula One. Yeah, Ferrari just, yeah, I feel like Ferrari Italy, a three, yeah, position one podium is just selling it to Red Bull. Like, they keep making the mistakes.
Lousy mistakes, Bafedile. Like, how can you get pole position for 7 times this season and most times you're not maximizing on it? Like, how? Like, if it's not bad strategy, it's a mistake by the driver. It's not a mistake by the driver. The car is failing. The engine, no grip. It's so frustrating. And Bafedile, soon, I may just divorce them completely. Because
I'm with you there. But I was impressed with Mercedes. Hey, like, they are back. They are doing the mess. But yeah, I'm happy for them, hey?
Yeah, they're coming back. Ah, and George Russell and Sainz. Ooh. Yeah, that battle for third position was just incredible. And after that virtual yellow flag, and how we were able to, George was able to just pass and get into that third position and defend it for so long. That was just incredible. I'm so happy about Mercedes because, look, at heart, I am a Mercedes fan. I am a Lewis Hamilton big fan. But in the absence of Lewis' competitiveness, I've had to find somebody else, right? While I give Lewis Hamilton an opportunity to come back to life. And that other person is Charles Leclerc. So now when this other person is not performing, I'm frustrated because Lewis doesn't have a car that's going to get him to win. So Leclerc has a car that's going to get him to win. So, because I cannot support Max Verstappen. He's an incredible driver. There's no question about that. But I don't support him. Like I've said before, sportsmanship is not just about how skilled you are. There's a lot of context around it. And for me, I take that into consideration before I decide this is the greatest of all times and this is the person I support. And I'm not a big fan of Max, but I do recognize how incredible he is and how aggressive he is on the track. So if Lewis Hamilton comes back and Mercedes can work on their car, I'm back to Lewis. And Charles Leclerc will be my second favorite driver. But for now, he is my first driver. But he's busy disappointing me. Leaving my heart broken. almost every second week. Oh, it's frustrating. Moshere, in Pretoria West, hi.
Yes, Clement, how are you this morning?
Keshab, how are you doing?
All right, man. Clement, let me start by congratulating Banyana for conquering the continent. Really, they will fly the South African flag high. And I want to wish them the best when they're going to challenge the when they win globe to the World Cup, also to really do us proud by doing what Bafana normally fails to do. Clement, on the issue of President Ramaphosa addressing KwaZulu-Natal conference, definitely you can see that the speech that he drafted. Normally, I've watched most of the conferences that the Gauteng, Eastern Cape, where he did attend to address the conference after the election.
Mm.
He will talk about the issue of corruption, saying they're going to really put pressure on those who are taking state coffers, chowing them. But in KZN, he was careful. That was never mentioned. And if you could...
It's so interesting.
When he was, you know, what do you call it? Just talking out of the script, you can see that he was praising, singing all the praises of what KwaZulu-Natal is doing. Tristan, you can see the pressure. Also, Duma played a crucial role by really asking those who attended the conference to give the president time to speak. But you could see that the president is under tremendous pressure.
Oh, that's so interesting, Mushara. I didn't even think about that, the issue of corruption. Because I listened to that speech, and you're right, he had to be very strategic about what he says, because you're dealing here with a crowd that could be very hostile towards you. I mean, already there were pockets of hostility. I mean, not all of the delegates were booing the president, but there were some. It was manufactured. It was meant to be that way. But I get your point about the president being very strategic. At some point, I was giggling. The way he was trying to appease the delegates, I mean, he was sounding ridiculous at some point. I mean, there was a part when he was talking about the public procurement empowerment legislation and how that was inspired by KZN. And then he said, yeah, we can even call it the KZN-inspired public procurement empowerment. Really? Like, that's how desperate I thought he was to appease the crowd. But here's a question I want to ask you. How brave was President Cyril Ramaphosa going to KZN? Do you think it was brave of him? Because I think so. It was clear that there was a concerted effort to bar him from addressing the conference. There were a few people protesting outside the venue. Some delegates were already singing songs calling for his replacement on the first day of the conference. So it was a manufactured performance. And there were those who advised him not to go. Some senior leaders who said, you're going to be embarrassed. And for you to be embarrassed and booed a few months before the elective conference, That's not going to work. And also given the drama that you are facing right now with Palapala, that's why initially the president communicated that he wasn't going to come. But then some of his allies advised that he must go. They said there can't be a no-go zone for a president of the ANC. And they told him, yeah, sure, you will be booed, but you being there sends a strong message because you are the leader of the ANC and it shows that you will not be bullied. So I thought he was brave to walk into that trap. He knew what was going to happen, but he was willing to submit himself to that embarrassment for a bigger picture. And I thought him standing there firm after he was booed was a demonstration of leadership. And I don't get to say this a lot about this president, right? The easiest way would have been to not go, and he didn't take the easy way out. But as you said, Moshere, Sboniso Duma tried his best to control that crowd to allow the president to speak, and I thought he demonstrated some good leadership. So, do you think the president was brave to go to KwaZulu-Natal? And do you think the president actually needs KwaZulu-Natal? I mean, he was elected president in 2017 without their overwhelming support. Sure, I get it. Every support counts, but I don't agree with this idea that Ramaphosa's chances of being re-elected are almost doomed with this new leadership in KwaZulu-Natal, the Taliban. Also, who chooses a name like that for their faction in a democracy? Or do they not understand the history of the Taliban? Yeah, I don't know. I think it says a lot about just the delegates, the ANC members themselves. But the point I'm making is you need KwaZulu-Natal, but if you consolidate support in other provinces, you are good to go. And that's what we saw with President Cyril Ramaphosa in 2017. So I'll take some of your calls on that. 011-883-0702. Tsepo, in Klerksdorp, you want to talk about Formula One? Hi.
Hi, how are you, Clement?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you know what? I've got so mixed feelings, politics, sport, and whatever, but let me stick to sport. Formula One, Charles Leclerc, yesterday, I was really broken. When I saw him crash, I was so broken. Because, Clement, if you saw how he defended himself against Max, when Max had a powerful car, but he could defend himself against Max, and I was like, this race, this guy must win this race. I'm happy for Hamilton. You and I are Mercedes fans. You know, we are Hamilton fans. Mercedes. We're Hamilton fans, you and I. I'm called Hamilton fans. But shame, I was so sad for Charles Leclerc. But happy for Mercedes. 2-3, not bad. They did what they had to do. But this was the best.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know what
you are
going to do.
you can't do anything, Tsepo. Just keep putting pressure on Mercedes to fix their bloody car, man.
Because
Verstappen, we are giving him the championship on a silver plate, I tell you.
It is exactly like that. I mean, no one is helping. Perez is not helping. I'm now talking about you and I, Perez is not helping. Science is not helping. Shame. Science had was powerful yesterday. But that penalty, he had to start from the behind and whatever. If he started from a good position, he might have made something.
Hey, but he started from back there and he made it. He made it. And also just the decisions. Oh, I mean, the Ferrari and their decisions really are so questionable. Like even like pitting him at a point when he's just about to pass. It wasn't making sense. He was just about to lap, and then he had to now decide, no, I'm not pitting, I'm passing. Yeah, I don't think there's a strategy there. It's really frustrating because it doesn't happen once, but it's been happening several times now, and something has got to give. Tsepo, in Klerksdorp, I thank you for calling. More of your calls after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
24 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with your calls. Please be quick and sharp. We've got so many calls and so many voice notes that I'd like to go through. I want to give many of you an opportunity to say something. So let's be quick. Thulani in Johannesburg. Hi. Hey, Thulani.
Hi, Clement.
Sure.
Yes, hi, Clement. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Just a quick one. I mean, the notion around, you know, is it an element of leadership or not? For me, it was not really an element of leadership, simply because there was a change in direction, you know, throughout the day. And we know about the change. I'm coming, I'm not coming. For me, I feel that the president was pressured to going there because if he didn't, it meant that he set precedents for future presidents to come. And so even the speech, I think one of your callers mentioned, you know, the speech was not necessarily, one of direction. You know, it was very much, you know, they say in Dodital, he was buying Iskelem, you know.
That's true. That's the best way actually to describe it.
Yeah, you know, which was a worrying factor. You know, I think it is known and it is seen that there's a passageway is going down, and so the guys need to manage what precedent, you know, is being set, you know. And again, you know, if we allow such elements, then it becomes very worrying. So for me, definitely not a matter of leadership. We've not seen it for a number of years, and I think it is really time for the president to step aside and allow those that can lead to lead. Ideally, for me, a lady president, I will most certainly vote for.
Okay, Thulani in Johannesburg. Thanks for your view. Khotso in Midrand. Hi.
Hi, morning, Clement.
Sure.
Sure, look, man, let me start by congratulating Comrade Sponeso Tuma, a man from Twalum, in Zumba region. But other than that, I also congratulate his PSC. But the other important factor regarding which came out from the entire conference, there were issues which were raised, policy position. more special from KZN to say, yeah, Tina, when in KZN, number one, we request that you do away with step aside.
Mm.
You scrap step aside. Number two, it was the issue of President Jacob Zuma, the unfair treatment of Jacob Zuma by the ANC itself. Number three, it was the issue to do with the judiciary, to say the judiciary is highly biased. And it has shown an element of overreach on other issues. Number four, it was the issue to do with structural inequality, mainly the poverty. Those are the issues which they dealt with, which the very same President Ramaphosa failed to take advantage of that. But those are possession of the entire province. On the issue to say whether to go or not to go, I will tell you, he didn't have any choice. Look, number one, Cyril is aware, and most of the people in the NAC, that is no longer relevant. I will also agree with your previous call to say Cyril is no longer relevant. Cyril must just step down and give way to new leadership, because Thabo Mbeki has shown it. Your Vusum Simang has also shown, elders of the party, they've shown that we no longer have any leadership here. But for him, it's a question of saying, maybe I'll salvage come the December conference. Maybe I'll still be relevant.
Yeah, but he's fighting back, Khotso, hey? And I think that's just the whole idea of politics. I mean, I think part of the reason that Cyril Ramaphosa, whether he was pressured to go there or he changed his mind, or he really listened to the advice of some of his allies, right? I think one of the reasons why he thought, actually, let me go, is because he also needed to respond to Thabo Mbeki. He needed to respond in a political platform, because in his newsletter, I was reading it before we went on air, he basically responds to Thabo Mbeki and gives an update on that 100 days and the discussions on the social compact with other social partners. So he's responded through the newsletter, but Thabo Mbeki raised it in a political platform, and he needed to respond in a political platform. And I think that's one of the reasons why he decided to go there. But I say, hence I said, I think to me it's bravery, because he went there knowing exactly what's going to happen. That's like coming on to perform as an artist and you know people don't like you and they're going to boo you and they may even drown your message and you may not even finish speaking, but you still make the conscious decision to go because you care about how you are perceived. And I would have respected Cyril Ramaphosa more if I was a card-carrying ANC member. I would have respected him more if he got there, drowned, and he refused to leave that stage until he finishes his address. Because that's a person who's demonstrating to you that I don't care whether you like me, like it or not. But I was elected to lead this party, and I lead it not only in Gauteng or Limpopo, I lead it in KwaZulu-Natal as well. And that, for me, would have been a very strong message.
Yeah, but don't forget that the person who saved him is Tuma himself.
Mm.
Because if it was not for Tuma, like you were just saying,
yeah,
it was a huge humiliation.
Yeah, it would have been worse. It could have been worse. Got you, Khotso. Thank you. Noko in Tembisa. Hi.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Sharp. How's it?
Sure, man. Look, I think for me, it was not whether Cyril should demonstrate his braveness or his cowardness.
Hmm?
What he was supposed to do, he was just to demonstrate the fact that he is the leader of the ANC and KZN is part of the ANC. Should he not go there, I think that was going to be a blow for him, for his leadership, because that would have shown that obviously he's choosing to go to certain provinces where he thinks they favored him. Obviously, he'd be saying that KZN doesn't like him. Remember, when Cyril was elected in the ANC conference, he was elected. There are people who did not vote for him, and he's still leading the very same people who did not vote for him as part of the ANC. Therefore, he can't be seen choosing to go somewhere and not to go in somewhere. You see?
Yeah.
So it was good for him to go there to show that he's the leader of the ANC, irrespective of any differences. And as a leader, you must expect that not everybody loves you as you are leading.
No, absolutely. Noko in Tembisa, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to some of the WhatsApp voice notes and then we'll go back to the calls.
Hi, Clement. I don't see anything special about KZN. We are in this mess because of KZN with that Zuma of them. Ramaphosa must go wherever you want to go to. He's the president of ANC and the president of the country. I'm not an ANC fan, but if you want to go wherever you want to go, he must go. Mom's daughter from Katlehong.
Yo, Clement, that drive from Carlos Sainz was magnificent. That this guy managed to come back from the back of the grid twice. The decision to pit him the last 10 laps was just wrong, and it shows that Ferrari has the car and they have the drivers, but their strategy is whack.
No. Whack, whack, whack. Brain, you calling from Pretoria. Hi.
Clement.
Hey, Tara.
What's it, bro?
Sharp hearted.
Lucky man. Listen, one, let me congratulate Banyana Banyana. Number two, I want to just a piece of advice to the Minister of Sport, Nathim Thetwa. The 22 million rand that he wanted to use for the flag, he can now use that 22 million rand for Banyana Banyana. That will be proper and befitting. That is the message that I wanted to extend.
Yeah. Oh, will they even, do you think they would do that?
That 22 million rand, that was intended for the flag.
Got you, yeah. Yeah, and you know what's sad, Brain, is you must watch tomorrow. Tomorrow, when there's a welcoming ceremony at the airport, guess who's going to give a keynote address?
Correct.
Yeah, just take a guess, exactly. And yet, yeah. In fact, the less said about this guy, the better. It's 15 minutes before 10 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Some of your WhatsApp messages. One person here, anonymous, says, Kana wena Clement, you are the spokesperson for Ramadola. He was pushed to go to what bravery are you talking about? You want second term for him? So it's done, kapalapala. No code of ethics were contravened. Also, no charges will be brought to him. Looks like you know something we don't. Oh, come on, guys, really? Huh? Now I want the second term for the president. The other day I was wanting the president out of office. So sometimes I don't like entertaining this kind of criticism, because for me it's someone used the word whack. It is whack, and it's a waste of time to respond to. Like, come with something substantive and say, yeah, when are you a Ramaphosa supporter? Because. And by the way, if I'm a Ramaphosa supporter, there's nothing wrong with it. If I decided one day that I actually think the president is doing a good job, I will praise him on that. If I think I support him, I will. And if I decide one day that I don't support the president, I'll do so. And none of these two positions have been expressed by me. What I do is I will criticize the president when I think he's falling short. And I will praise the president when I think he is has demonstrated leadership and done something good. Right? I'm not blinded by loyalty or blinded by the hatred. So in other words, I don't hate the president so much so that I'm not going to see the good. Or I don't like the president so much so that even when he does bad, I'm not going to raise it. I will raise it. And yeah, you will decide. If you think the way I'm raising it is because you feel I'm defending him, fine. If you think the way I'm raising an issue is because I hate the president, fine. But it's my opinion, and you can come with yours. Tim, in Centurion, hi.
Hi, Clement, how are you?
Sharp Zero, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I saw that the president demonstrated some sign of political bravery and maturity, besides the early confusion that is he going or not. So going, for me, gave confidence on the new leadership in KZN, the PEC and stuff like that. Because if he didn't go, what would it mean to the other conferences that he closed and those that he didn't, especially putting into consideration the climate in the KZN and the divisions that are there. So going to KZN for me was a good strategy, because every province that it closes the conference, I think for me it's a plus or a positive move towards the elective conference and the positive and the police conference coming through. So if it didn't go, it was going to send a very mixed feeling to the new leadership and those who said this guy is not balanced, he's scared, or he's not treating each political conference with the same brush. And then the issue of Duma controlling the crowd and telling them that you have sung the song you wanted, and now is the time to let the president speak. And the crowd listened, and he spoke. That element of coordination and controlling and respecting the presence of the president, for me, it brings some sense of moving towards at a certain level to achieve the goals that all provinces, where he addresses the conference, need to know.
Yeah, true. Tim, couldn't have said it better. Thank you for calling in, Centurion.
Good morning, Clement. Clement, we as a loyal Ferrari fans, we don't need Lewis Hamilton's angry fans to watch Max Verstappen. We don't need them to be telling us how Ferrari should be run, just to please them. No. You are our rivals, not our teammates. Leave Ferrari and carry on with your Lewis Hamilton issues.
Someone actually, where's that tweet? Someone said to me, where is it? Clement, you can't support two competitors. Just choose one. Win with them and lose with them. And I think, Oloito shares your point there that you don't need us. But come on, guys. You can have two favorites, can't you? I love Charles Leclerc, but I love Lewis Hamilton, right? Lewis Hamilton is not performing at the level he should be now. And it's not only his fault. He's got a car that's not helping him. And he will come back. But for now, I need somebody else that I can support against Max Verstappen, who is at least giving Max Verstappen a competition. And that is Charles Leclerc. It's 9 minutes before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
7 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's wrap up the 702 open line.
Good morning, Clement and the team. I hope you had a good weekend as well. Clement, this is Flora from the Western Cape. Clement, I said it before and I'll say it again. Why all of a sudden the interest in Manyana Banyana? We've never supported them really as well as we should. And now all of a sudden that they're champions of Africa, we want to sing them praises. I've always supported this team. I myself is a development coach. And let me tell you, my girls always wins tournament. So yeah, women's soccer is well and alive, and it has been. So let's continue supporting them, give them equal pay as the men, give them the same airtime on TV as we do with our men's teams.
Absolutely. Yeah, and not just show interest, because and we are to blame for that as well. Like, we want to make noise about Banyana Banyana only when they've won, right? And we often don't make as much noise during, you know, that process, you know, during the tournament, or even when they're playing here on home soil. That's why I said earlier, yeah, SAFA needs to come through. Yes, we can call on big corporates to come, but what are you and I doing to demonstrate support to these women who are doing incredible work? I got a message earlier from someone who says, morning, Clement, we have to go welcome our champions tomorrow. Yes, I'd love to go welcome them tomorrow. And maybe we should do a show from there. Maybe we should do that. I'd like to go welcome Banyana Banyana. They're landing at 9:30 tomorrow. And if possible, we'll do our best to try and do the show from there, if possible. And it would be nice to see you there as well. We've got to show them some love. I was at the airport when the Springboks came back. I was at the airport when Zozibini came back after winning Miss Universe. And we need to show them as much love because they are our champions.
Hi, Clement. It's Daniel from Boxback. It is very good for Duma to be able to control the crowd. For people to boo someone, it means there should be a plan to boo. And there's a leader for that plan. So chances are Duma was very influential in that plan to boo or not to boo. So he did well from stopping, because previously there are leaders that tried to stop the crowd from booing and they never listened to those people. So either he's in control of his crowd or not.
Yeah. Look, another thing to consider is that when you are just a member of the ANC, you can make noise about everything. When you are elected in a position of leadership, and this is across the board, not just in the ANC, things change. Like, think of people like KB Maphatswe, the former, now late, president of the MKMVA. I mean, he used to shoot from the hip. As soon as he occupies the position of president, yes, that structure of the ANC may have feelings towards the president, whether negative or positive. They may not be happy about certain things. But the way he phrases things is different. And that's just how it works. When you are in a position of leadership, the expectations are different. And you're not just going to behave as though you are just an unruly delegate there on the floor. So yeah, Duma may have actually been one of those who were singing pro-Zuma songs and calling for Ramaphosa to be replaced. And maybe he would have even booed if he was on the floor. But he's a leader. And you've got to demonstrate leadership. And part of that is saying, yes, we know how you feel, but this is the president of the ANC and he has to speak. Sia, you're going to be our last call on the 702 open line on this Monday morning. Good morning. You're calling from Midrand.
Good morning, Clement. I think one of the previous callers also mentioned what I was about to say, that Mr. Mteka must take that 23 million that he was defending, all those reasons that it will lift the national pride, it will lift the national sentiment, it will bring us together. The Banyana Banyana ladies have accomplished what that flag was going to accomplish. So based on those reasons, let him hand over the cash to them. And I would want to secondly request that let's do the same thing we did with Siya Kolisi. That trophy must go around Bloemfontein, PE, Polokwane, everywhere. The same we did with Siya Kolisi. That trophy must do a parade around the country.
No, absolutely. I hope there's a plan around that. And I'm sure that more details are going to emerge tomorrow at that welcoming ceremony. It's 2 minutes before 10.